We're going through a time in this country of great change. And for some people, it may look like a very dark era in which things that are hoped for are being dismantled and things that were unexpected are happening. And there are many people who feel that the very foundation of democracy is being undermined at this time. And some people feel that that has been going on for a longer period of time. But certainly, for many of us in this time, there are things happening that are seemingly unprecedented in terms of the ways in which the parts of government relate to each other and the ways in which the government as a whole relates to this citizenship. Specifically, the way in which the executive branch of government relates to the public at large, and the new use of social media to communicate messages of great importance is one of the aspects of the what's called populist movement by some. It's called that by some. By others, it has different interpretations. But we who witness this time of change often feel distressed and dismayed by not only the undermining of the established ways of perceiving what democracy and democratic process is about, but also by the level of polarization that takes place now automatically without any effort, as if it were second nature, between people with different points of view. This level of polarization has reached a new height of enmity. And enmity means that before one even investigates what the points of view are, there's a presumption of threat and mistrust, even before one knows what really is going on with what's called the other side. That there are other sides has always been part of our history, and in fact is part of the foundational aspect of democracy, that different points of view should come together and have a conversation with each other. That kind of pluralism is part of the essence of democracy. But what's added to it is the sense of threat and fear, and the sense that the other side can't be trusted to have basic values that serve the common good at the root of everything. The level of mistrust affects our perception of the underlying core values of other human beings. And so the sense of protection and defensiveness and needing to get back at or reject or dismiss or express contempt towards another point of view has increased because the sense of threat and the undermining of the perception that even if someone else holds a different point of view, their sense of their goals are credible. Their goals, even if they see a or believe there's a different way of approaching those goals. In the general discourse and in the Senate hearings, for those of you who watched them, this presumption of innocence, of goodwill, of common humanity was largely absent. Not entirely, but largely absent. And so when we witness this, it's very important that we not get involved with the outer display of emotion that's taking place currently on the national stage. Not only in Congress, that, of course, is going on, but just among people in general, among people who speak to each other, with what degree of anger, with what degree of accusation, with what degree of disbelief in the goodness, the basic goodness of the other, let's use quotes here, the other side's point of view. So we need to not get involved with that either in our discussions with anybody else, not just what we witness on TV or here on the radio. We need to stand for something that represents the unity of life. which is the soul essence of every human being, no matter what their behavior is, And out of that soul essence, the belief that there is such a thing as common humanity, that there is such a thing. However, we also need to be astute about understanding how energies of darkness can create distortions and fear, so that the common humanity becomes covered over by beliefs, mainly beliefs in threat and in fear, that someone else's humanity is completely gone, therefore they can't be trusted, therefore one has to express contemptuous or diminishing or demeaning expressions toward them, because the basic trust in their common humanity is not present. Well, we can witness this, and we need to witness this, because America is going through a very heightened degree of purification at this time, and so is it happening on the world level. It's the reason why in various countries in the world, authoritarian regimes have gained ascendance through popular voting, through popular support, which is astonishing to some people, that dictators or authoritarian rulers could come into being through popular support. Nevertheless, that is happening in various places. And this is all related to the purification of the earth and the purification of this country. It is all the same underlying premise that we need to hold about that which is hidden must be revealed, that which is not of the light must become seen in order for a new foundation among human beings to develop. That's the premise, that light, not darkness, is supporting this display of animosity. Not supporting it in an emotional sense, but activating that movement from within that makes it visible. And those of you who know, and I assume it's most of us, of the various inconsistencies in our own government's policies towards African Americans, indigenous peoples, now migrants and immigrants and all kinds of people based on ethnic origin and based on a belief that there are certain groups of people that have less humanity than other groups. We have that in our history. So that is coming to be visible now, that we would in this time now attribute to those among us what we used to attribute to those who were outsiders. We used to attribute this kind of diminishing of humanity and mistrust to the others, the First Nation peoples, the people who owned the land, the African Americans who came from elsewhere, you know, long time of not seeing people as being equal while professing equality in principle. So that basic tendency, that capacity to do that, has now transplanted itself. So we're witnessing in full bloom, well, I can't say full bloom, but in large measure within our own population, that polarization, that diminishment of the appreciation of common humanity. And this is being influenced by forces, you could say energies or forces, that have an intention of preventing the further expansion of this country in light. That's their purpose, is to prevent that from happening. Because the earth is moving into a new vibration, and the United States is moving into a new vibration and is meant to, as is the whole earth. And so there are energies that are opposed to that, that are creating a reverse direction based on conflict and fear. I offer this to you because we need to hold this as a context for what's going on, so that at the very least we don't get involved with emotions of despair, frustration, aggravation, or accusation towards anybody. We can feel that certain actions are wrong and are harmful and are misguided. We can feel that, but to not believe in the humanity of others is to take a step in the direction of darkness and what it's willing to believe, which is that essentially darkness is stronger than light and that one can lose one's humanity. No, we need to be the opposite, the holders of the opposite, that light is stronger than darkness and that the soul's essence within all beings remains, no matter what their outer behavior. And if we don't do that, we become part of that which is dismantling the very principles that this country is built upon. So I pray for all of us and for all beings, and especially for those in this country, that we can, in the face of what looks like calamitous decisions that affect lots of people, that we can feel distress about the decisions, but not lose hope in the people and not lose hope in the destiny and future of this country. May all be blessed, and may those who govern in this country and elsewhere be increasingly upheld by the light of truth within them. May it govern their actions and their lives. Om Namo Bhagavate.